This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The June USDA supply-demand report. USDA left the corn acres and yield projections alone for the time being, so there was no change to corn and soybean production. For corn, the USDA economists must have taken the month off, as they didn't change much of anything else. They reduced 2019 corn production by 46 million bushel. They expected counted for some unharvested corn acres in North Dakota and poor test weights. They did not wait until the September stocks report this time. They reduced the ethanol crush by 50 million bushels, so the net was a 4 million bushel increase in the 2019-20 corn carryover to 2.103 billion. They essentially passed on trying to estimate changes in the 2020-21 demand, leaving ethanol feed and export estimates unchanged. The small change in carry-in with no other adjustments resulted in a 3.318 billion bushel 2020-21 corn carryover. They left Brazil's corn and soybean crop estimates unchanged at 101 and 124 million metric tons, respectively. They left the Argentine corn crop unchanged at 50 million metric ton and reduced the Argentine soybean crop 1 million metric ton from May to 50 million. They reduced world corn ending stocks from 314.7 to 312.9 million metric tons. I think that most farmers made their decision relative to 2020 corn acres in February based on the 388 crop insurance guaranteed price before the rest of the mess started. I expect that planted corn acres may be reduced by a million, but I also believe that this will be an above trend line yield kind of year and that a higher yield will more than offset any tweak in acres. I believe that ethanol and feed use will eventually be revised lower. I do not see a weather threat yet, but the trade wants to see further into July when the corn belt pollinates. USDA made little change to the soybean balance sheet. They increased the 2019-20 crush by 27.5 million bushel and deducted 25 from export. A couple tweaks increased the soybean carryover 5 million bushel to 585 million. They added 15 million bushel to the 2020-21 crush and left their future export estimate unchanged at 2.05 billion bushel. Along with the minor changes in carry-in, that reduces the 2020-21 soybean carryover by 10 million bushel to 395. Again, they did not change acres in yield. I think that the soybean harvested acres will increase by 1.5 million, and the yield will increase by 2 bushel per acre because of early planting. That combination could add 243 million bushels to 2021 soybean production, which would be a 638 million bushel 2021 carryover instead of 395 before being adjusted for demand. USDA announced strong sales of soybeans to China in both weekly and daily report sales reported Thursday, over 3 million metric ton. The fact that USDA reduced current year soybean exports by 25 million bushels is no vote of confidence in China complying with Phase 1 near term. USDA made a minor reduction in world soybean ending stocks of 1.1 million metric ton for 2019 and 20. The next year's world ending stocks are not worth projecting if my ideas of acres and yield are realized. USDA increased the 2019-20 wheat carryover 5 million bushel to 983 million, and that flowed through into their 2020-21 wheat carryover, which they raised 16 million bushels to 925. World-ending wheat stocks increased from 310 to 316 million metric ton. The trade was expecting a reduction rather than an increase in wheat stocks. Russia and Europe are dry, but Australia is producing a blowout crop, recovering from recent droughts. Someone always seems to produce a good wheat crop when someone else doesn't. USDA increased their estimate of U.S. winter wheat production 11 million bushels to 1.266 billion. Western Kansas got some rain out of the recent system, but heat is forecast. The combines are in Oklahoma. Weekly U.S. crude oil stocks rose again, new highs versus the trade expectation they would decline. There's no shortage of gasoline stocks, which also rose. Distillate stocks are way up off the chart. Weekly ethanol production rose by over 20 million gallons, while ethanol stocks fell by 28. That was a constructive trend. Ethanol production is still 24% below a year ago, using 27 million less bushels of corn last week than a year ago. The USDA's ethanol crush projection will not be met. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.